سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم الهمنا مراشد امورنا واعصمنا من شرور انفسنا اما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الم تر كيف ضرب الله مثلا كلمه طيبه مثلاً كلمة طيبة كشجرة طيبة أصلها ثابت وفرعها في السماء تؤتي أكلها كل حين بإذن ربها ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس لعلهم يتذكرون ومثل كلمة خبيثة كشجرة خبيثة اجتثت من فوق الأرض ما لها من قرار يثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ويذل الله الظالمين ويفعل الله ما يشاء صدق الله العظيم respected elders and brothers sincerity of intent is utmost important I sincerely regard everyone sitting here and all Muslims better than myself especially those senior ulama that are teaching Quran, Hadith, in the Hifz class, in the Darul Ulooms, the afternoon Maktab Madrasas. I have a lot of respect for them. And may Allah keep the shadow of the ulama over us for a very, very long time. In the month of December, the Christians, they have this Christmas trees. And they take a lot of pride in decorating and making this Christmas trees. We Muslims, when we see something wrong happening, we look for the solution in the Quran, the authentic teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In para 13, Surah Ibrahim, verse number 24, Allah gives the example of a date palm tree. We know in the Arab world, the date trees are quite famous. And especially in the summer months, it produces delicious dates. You get different types of dates of different qualities. And the better the quality of the date, the price of it also increases. And Allah Rabbul Izzat have kept so much barakah and blessings in the date trees and in the dates. People going for Umrah and Hajj. Sometimes there are 1 or 2 million people in the Holy Lands. And there's 2 million Hujjaj or 2 million Muslims who are going for Umrah. Whenever they go to the date markets to buy the dates, there's never a shortage. There's always enough. And with 2 million Hujjaj, even if they just buy 1 kg, but we know they buy much more than that. We can calculate how much barakah and blessing Allah has kept in the date tree. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the example of a good practicing Muslim. One is during the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba kiram, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their level of iman is of a very high standard. And after bringing iman, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's no one worthy of worship but Allah. And our beloved Rasulullah, the last and final Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the glorious Quran Sharif is the last and final authentic book of Allah ta'ala amongst us. And we have the authentic hadiths in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, etc. There isn't much time to go into the detail. So Allah ta'ala speaks about like how the date tree, when the root is strong, and through the command of Allah, when the farmers irrigate the orchards with water and take care of the tree, then it produces delicious fruits. Similarly, when a Muslim recites Kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallam, what is in the heart of a Muslim, the actions must prove what is in the heart. And after Iman, the most important pillar in Islam is to read our Farz Salah on its prescribed time. And to read Salatul Jama'ah, the rewarded 27 times more than reading it individually. For 40 days we read Salatul Jama'ah. Allah make our Iman sincere and protect us from hypocrisy and nifaq. And besides reading Salatul Jama'ah, have the virtues of reciting the glorious Quran Sharif. Each ayat of the Quran we recite, for each alphabet we get 10 rewards. Alif, Lam, Mim. For Alif you get 10 rewards. Lam, 10 rewards. Mim, 10, 30 rewards only for reading Alif, Lam, Mim. And we make it a habit of reciting Surah Yasin Sharif in the mornings after Fajr or before going to work. And in the evening before going to sleep also, we recite Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda in Para 21. Tabarak al-Lazi from Para 29. Allah will protect us from the punishment of the grave. And we recite Surah Waqiyah in Para 27. Allah give barakah and blessing in our income, in our food, etc. Similarly, we take the tasbih and recite La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over 100 times in a day. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will make our face shine like the full moon on the day of Qiyamah. And each time a person recites La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, a pillar shakes by the arsh of Allah. الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشَ وَمَنْ هَوْلَهُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. The angels in the skies, and they say, the servant of yours has recited La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. They say, Allah Pak, you reward him by forgiving his sins and granting Jannah. And Allah says, Ameen, I will definitely do that. Our beloved Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned, we must not praise people on the face. There's a danger of pride coming into the person. But one being is virtuous of being praised is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pride is the garment of Allah. And whoever tried to take the garment of pride from Allah, Allah will disgrace them. In the Holy Quran, the incident of Fir'aun and Qarun is mentioned. They were proud of the wealth, proud of the military strength. And Nabi Musa alayhi salam and his humble followers, they did not have much wealth. They did not have much military strength. But a time came when Allah disgraced Fir'aun and Qarun, and Musa alayhi salam was victorious. Even during the golden era of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there was Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab from the Quraysh tribe. And Rasulullah explaining the verses of the Quran to them, the lessons of Tawheed, the reminder of the life after death, that good action will grant of Jannah and sins will take you to Jahannam. Out of pride and arrogance, they did not accept Islam. And Ghazwa Badr, Abu Jahl was killed in a very humiliated manner. May Allah protect us. We recite Tabbad Yada Abi Lahab will be cursing Abu Lahab till the day of Qiyamah, whoever recites the Quran. Because being the family of Rasulullah and you were arrogant and did not accept. So we must be humble and let us read authentic Islamic literature that motivates us to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are human when we come to the masjid for 5 times a day. How peaceful it is to recite Quran, to read the tasbih and recite zikrullah. And in the summer months, Maghrib is late now, 20 to 7, quarter to 7, come is 7 o'clock. In Cape Town, Maghrib will be 8 o'clock. So at least half an hour before Maghrib, you can come into the masjid, take the Quran, take the tasbih, recite 40 durood, build our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As humans, we go for our necessities to the marketplaces. One is maybe we got a shop of our own, or we're going to buy. In the marketplace, we said, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa hayyun la yamutu biyadihi al-khayr wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. We get 1 million reward for reading it. We said, Astaghfirullah. And besides, there's so many other zikrullah. Allazina yaskuruna Allah qiyama wa qu'uda wa ala junubihim wa yatafakkaruna fi khalqi samawati wal ard. Make the zikr of Allah standing, sitting, while reclining. Besides the masjid, at home we sit at our lounge and we take the tasbih and recite La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. The last hadith of Bukhari Sharif. There are two words easy to recite. Beloved to Allah, and will be weighty on the scales of good deeds on the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. We recite Astaghfirullah in abundance. May Allah forgive our mistakes and shortcomings. Our beloved Rasulullah, fountainhead of piety, Imamul Anbiya, the highest rank in Jannatul Firdaus is reserved for our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Nabi Sallallahu used to recite Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah in abundance. And wa masalu kalimatin khabisatin kashadaratin khabitatin tustat min filqur min fawqil ardi ma laha min qarar. The non-Muslim, the deviated groups, the incorrect aqidah and beliefs of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. Nabi Isa alayhi salam is a Nabi of Allah. He was not crucified and not killed. He was raised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that Christmas tree denotes the evil actions of mankind. Where on the days of Christmas, supposed to be the holy day, the highest level of alcohol consumption is done on that day. People are drunk. The highest level of adultery, zina, homosexuality, lesbianism, and sometimes crime, murder, and rape are committed in this day that's supposed to be the important religious day. And alhamdulillah, we are happy to be Muslims. And as Muslims, on the day of Eid, how we celebrate our Eid. We read our salah. We dress Islamic clothing, kurta, topi, and hat. And alhamdulillah, we don't indulge in alcohol, drugs, or illicit relationships, etc. We must be happy to be Muslims. And that iman must be in our heart. And that must proclaim our actions. And many of us have businesses. We want to attract customers. But don't use the word Christmas sale. Rosy come from Allah. Because the haram actions and the incorrect aqidah of Nabi Isa alayhi salam that is attributed to Christmas on 5th of December, we cannot promote that. May Allah protect us. So let us also improve our iman and take out some time for zikrullah, for reciting Quran, and send our children to afternoon maktab madrasas. And those that are good practicing Muslims, our basic 5 farais, faraz salah we read every day, hajj is once in a lifetime, fasting is faraz in the month of Ramzan, zakah is 2.5% once in a year. We're spending thousands of rand going for Umrah and Hajj. When we return back, I will regular with our salam. The gift of Madina Munawwara is to have a sincere love and desire to practice on all the authentic sunnah teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We go to Medina, we send salawat and durood, and in ihram we don't shave our beard. And after making tawaf in Makkah, after Umrah or Hajj, we must only shave our heads, our hair, shave our hair only. But some people even shave off their beards off, which is an insult to the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make sincere intention that we all going to keep a sunnah, one fuslan beard. And yusabbitu Allahu allazina amanu bilqawli sabati fil hayati dunya wa fil akhirah wa yudillu Allahu zalimin wa yaf'al Allahu ma yasha. Allah will keep us steadfast on iman. We ask Allah for afiyat and difficulty, to be protected from difficulty. Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu anhu made to lie on hot sands, and he was dragged on those hot sands, and he was told to him, leave Islam. He said, I'm prepared to die, but ahad, I believe in one Allah. I'm not going to leave Islam. Similarly, our brothers and sisters in the war-torn countries, especially in Palestine, Syria, even in India and some other countries, they are being oppressed by oppressive rulers, by the government. Polices have a double standard. They have a separate rule for Muslim citizens and separate rule for non-Muslim citizens, and they are being imprisoned and being made shaheed and being tortured. The level of iman of those people in those war-torn countries are a very high standard, and Jannah is waiting for our martyrs. May Allah protect our iman and grant us all a respectable debt on iman, and protect us all from the punishment of the grave.